prophet, our guide. In times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our prophet's wisdom, forever our guide, forever our guide.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back and marhaba to another beautiful episode of this silsila that we have been doing, alhamdulillah. Two episodes have already been done, and I hope you have watched those episodes where we discuss the beautiful biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the socio-historic background of Madina Sharif, subhanallah, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this beautiful silsila, our prophet, our guide, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. But before we dive deep into today's episode and the topic, inshallah, let's remind one another to recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and extol the virtue of it. Let's learn a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. The beloved city of Madina Munawwara, where all the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yearn to go and to reside there and to be there, to live there and to die there. Inshallah azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our heartfelt wish of living in the city of Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah azza wa jal, and to make it ziyarat again and again. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. And let's inshallah to fuel that fire of visiting the beloved city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Madina Munawwara, mashallah. Let's inshallah listen to this beautiful kalam. We'll be back after this kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane. صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا بلاتے وہ بے قصوں کے رسوں کے آقا بے کس کو گئے بلاتے، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑ کر خوار ہوتا، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑ کر خوار ہوتا۔ زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا، ان کے قریب بستا، ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا۔ مر مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا، اور میں غبار بن کر، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا۔ چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا۔ سالک ہوئے ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے، سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے، دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا، دل مضطرب کو لیکن، مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا۔
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله, such a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beautiful city of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and as a dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, to take us in the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara. It is a request in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call us again, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua on behalf of all of us, me and the viewers of Madani channel, and on behalf of you as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyil ameen, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, as per today's topic, the socio-historic background of Madina Sharif. Subhanallah, this is the city that was built on the foundation of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. We'll learn inshallah more about it. And let's firstly learn how it all began and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned it. Allahu Akbar, the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Around 2,440 years ago. How many years ago? 2,440 years ago, a king called As'ad Tubba, he used to rule over Yemen. And in the Yemeni language, the king was called Tubba. In the Yemeni language, they used to call king Tubba. And that's why the king became famous in the history with the name of Tubba al-Awwal, meaning the first king, and Tubba al-Himyari, subhanallah. Once, this king Tubba left for sightseeing. He went on a world tour for sightseeing along with his ministers, his courtiers. And around 113,000 people accompanied him on foot, and 130,000 people accompanying him on horses. Allahu Akbar. Whichever city this great caravan, now look at the magnitude of this caravan, over 200,000 people, whichever city this great caravan would reach, people would treat them with extreme dignity and honor due to their awe and being extremely astonished at the fact such a large caravan. Imagine such a caravan comes to your city, Allahu Akbar. How overwhelmed would you be at the arrival of such a huge caravan? During this journey, Tubba the king was selecting 10 scholars from every city that he visited, and he would join them into his caravan. Hence, after visiting various cities in this way, around 4,000 scholars gathered in the caravan of Tubba. 4,000 scholars. When this caravan reached the city of Makkah, the people of Makkah did not extend any kind of hospitality or to welcome them in a special manner, as he was well received in other places. Now, seeing this hostile treatment, seeing this unwelcoming treatment and attitude of the Meccan people, Tubba became extremely furious. He took it on his ego. He became angry and he called his ministers and inquired the reason for this. Upon his inquiry, the ministers replied, "Your Highness, people over here are very strange. There is a building in this city which is called Kaaba. These people worship Satan and idols in that building." When the king listened to this, he made a decision in his heart and he made an intention that he will kill the people of Makkah and imprison their women and children. Moreover, he also intended to demolish the Kaaba, and then Kaaba will be named as Khibra, meaning a deserted place. Mahazallah. As a matter of destiny, what happened was that as soon as this thought, this evil thought, struck Tubba, he had a severe headache and foul-smelled water started oozing from his eyes, ears, nose and mouth. Due to this, such foul smell would emanate from him that it became extremely difficult to stand next to him, even for a moment. Allahu, the stink was so terrible that people wouldn't even get to stand next to him because of the foul smell that would give off. The minister sought advice from the doctors, but no one could cure him. The doctors said that there seems to be a supernatural element involved in this, which is beyond our capacity to cure. Allah, but they all gave up. This ailment had ruined the sleep of Tubba. In the same state, a scholar came to the minister during the night and secretly said that if the king agrees to reply to my question truthfully, then I can treat him. The minister relayed this message to Tubba, to the king, who agreed to it without any hesitation. Therefore, when the scholar reached Tubba, the king, and there was no one else except these two in privacy, he asked the king, "Tell me truthfully, what have you got in your heart regarding Kaaba?" And Tubba was already completely weary due to his illness. He straightforwardly said, disclosing his evil intentions to the scholar. When he revealed his intention, his evil intention that he had to destroy the Holy Kaaba, listening to it, he said, the very same evil intention. When the scholar listened to the intention of Tubba, when he revealed it to him, he said, the very same evil intention is the reason for your ailment. Remember that the owner of Kaaba is even aware of the hidden facts. Therefore, remove evil thoughts from your heart, as your betterment lies in it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As Tubba, the king, did not have any other choice, he immediately repented of his evil intentions. And before the scholars had even left, he was completely recovered. Subhanallah. Witnessing the fact of the scholar turn into reality with his own eyes, Tubba embraced faith and iman upon Allah Almighty and embraced the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah, he became on Deen Hanif. And then in order to revere the Kaaba, he also got 7 covers prepared for the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. Prior to this, no one had put a cover on the Kaaba. Therefore, Tubba, the king, commanded the people of Makkah to look after the Kaaba and left for Yathrib. And this is the old name of Medina Sharif. Back in those days, there was no population in Medina Munawwara. Apart from a spring of water, there was no signs of life there. The caravan of Tubba reached there and camped by the very same spring. And during the stay there, around 4,000 scholars held a consultative meeting. They held a meeting. After this meeting, 400 scholars among them decided that until they are alive, they will not leave this place, meaning the plains of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. Even if Tubba burns them alive or kills them, Allahu Akbar. When Tubba the king found out about this, that they were so adamant and insistent on staying in this land of Medina Munawwara, he became extremely astonished. When he sent his ministers to find out the reason for it, then the scholars, they said that a Nabi will come whose name will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kaaba and Medina will attain dignity due to him, and he will be the imam of those who are on truth. Allahu Akbar. He will be the leader of truth, and his sword will be named Zulfiqar. He will ride on a she camel, and he will deliver sermon standing on a pulpit with a staff in his hand, and his dignity will be elevated further by him being blessed with the Holy Quran. And when the day of judgment will be established, he will be crowned with the crown of Hamd on his blessed head, and he will have the flag of Hamd in his hand. Subhanallah. He will invite people towards La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will be born in the city of Makkah and will bless Medina Munawwara with his migration. Subhanallah. Undoubtedly, the one being in his era and believed in him will be fortunate. That's why we want to live here until our last breath, with the hope that either we will be blessed to present ourselves in the benevolent court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or our offspring will be blessed with this privilege. Subhanallah, subhanallah. dear viewers, after finding out about the whole situation through his minister, Tubba, the king, he thought that why shouldn't I stay here as well with these people, with these 400 scholars for 1 year at least? It is possible that I am blessed with beholding Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the meanwhile. Allahu Akbar. With this very thought and with this beautiful intention, Tubba the king also stayed there and got 400 houses constructed for 400 scholars. He got them married and gave them a lot of wealth and riches as well. After ardently waiting for 1 year, when Tubba the king intended to leave from there, he wrote a letter to be presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the title and content of the letter was, as inshallah, we would narrate it to you, inshallah, azza wa jal. He wrote in that letter, from Tubba al-Awwal bin Warda to the beloved Rasul of the Rabb of both the worlds and the final Nabi Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this letter is an entrustment to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever receives it shall make it reach to its owner, meaning Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he wrote in the letter, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I embrace faith upon you and the Holy Quran. I adopt your religion and sunnah. I embrace faith upon your Lord, who is the Lord of everything. And I also accept the Sharia that you will bring. If I succeed in attaining the privilege of your blessed company, then it will be a reward of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon me. And if I am unable to attain this privilege, then do not forget me on the day of judgment. Intercede for me in the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am your obedient ummati and your follower even before your advent. I am on your and on your father Ibrahim alayhi salam's religion. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. This letter was written by the king of Yemen, Tubba. And after writing this letter, Tubba stamped it with his golden stamp, which had this statement engraved on it. What was the statement? لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. What is the meaning of this stamp? The command before and after is of Allah only. And the believers will become happy with the help of Allah Almighty on that day. Subhanallah. This is a powerful message for us all to inshallah keep it near and dear to our hearts. Then Tubba the king handed this letter over to the scholar who reformed him and passed on the will that if you get to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then pass this letter on to him. And if you don't get to meet him, then your children or the children of your children should carefully make this letter reach the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after this, Tubba left Madina Munawwara and went to Ghalsan, which is a city in India, and passed away there. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born approximately 1,000 years after the demise of Tubba, of the king. After blessing Makkah Mukarramah for 53 years, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to migrate to Madina Munawwara. The Muslims of Madina Munawwara who helped Muslims in this migration are called Ansar. Subhanallah. The Ansar were from the lineage of the same 400 scholars and were guarding the letter from generation to generation since 1,000 years, subhanallah, subhanallah. When the Ansar came to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intention of coming to Madina Munawwara, then they became overjoyed with ecstasy, subhanallah. They carried a consultation among themselves in order to present Tubba's letter in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this cabinet was also present the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had reached Madina Munawwara by migrating from Makkah Mukarramah. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave the advice that some trustworthy person should be handed over this letter who takes it safely to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, that letter was handed over to Abu Layla Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who then embraced Islam at a later stage. Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, Sayyidina Abu Layla Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, took the letter and left for the way leading towards Makkah Mukarramah. And during his journey, when he reached the tribe of Banu Sulaim, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was present there. Abu Layla Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Abu Layla Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Anta Abu Layla? Are you Abu Layla?" And he replied, "Yes." Listening to this, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said while giving the news of unseen, وَمَعَكَ كِتَابُ تُبَّعِ الْأَوَّلِ. Allahu Akbar. You are the one who has a letter of Tubba, the first, meaning the first king of Yemen. Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, Abu Layla Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken by surprise and was stunned as to who is this personality who even knows my name and is also aware of my purpose of arrival here. Subhanallah. He humbly asked, "Who are you?" The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bring the letter." Listening to this, Abu Layla Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu opened his bag and presented almost 1,000 years old stamped letter of Tubba in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to read out the letter. When the letter had been read out, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said 3 times, "Marhaba bil akhi salih, marhaba bil akhi salih, marhaba bil akhi salih." What it means? Welcome the pious brother, welcome the pious brother, welcome the pious brother. After this, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded Abu Layla Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu to return to Medina Munawwara. Upon reaching Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Abu Layla, he relayed the entire account of him presenting the letter in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And listening to this, people blessed him with rewards according to their capability. Thereafter, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam blessed the plains of Medina Munawwara by setting his Mubarak foot on the soil under the slogan of "Tala al-Badru alayna," and made it into Medina Tayyibah. As soon as he placed his Mubarak foot on this land, he turned this city from Yathrib to Medina Tayyibah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, forever. And then every tribe wanted the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stay with them. But he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Leave my she camel. It will stop where the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be." Therefore, the she camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped in front of the companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house, whose name is Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the blessed descendants of the same scholar who reformed Tubba, and his house was the same house which Tubba had specially built for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine? Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How the city of Medina Munawwara came into existence? And as I had said in the very beginning, doesn't it quantify, doesn't it substantiate that this city of Medina Munawwara was built on the foundation of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the history, the socio-historic background of this beloved city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the ashiqs, where the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yearn and wish to go there again and again. Allahu Akbar. It is the same city about which, and placing the foot there, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, He says, حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے وہ جانے والے. Because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed with his own mubarak feet, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says that it is, he doesn't find it acceptable to place his feet on that land of haram. قدم رکھ کے چلنا. This is the place where we should go headlong. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnah Dhammad Barakatum al-Aliyah. When he goes and visits the city of Madinah Munawwara, you must have watched the clips or the accounts of him going and visiting the city of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you haven't, watch it. I urge you to watch it. And then only you will know what is the attachment that a true believer, a true devotee of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should have towards the beloved city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would make dua, O Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and grant me death in the city of your messenger, of your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And true to his dua, true to his sincere dua, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala granted him martyrdom in his path, Allahu Akbar, as well as he granted him death in the city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he was blessed to be buried next to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Mubarak Masjid al-Nabawi of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. This message and this inspiration Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, as the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in his Mubarak Hadith, that whoever can make it should die in Madinah Munawwara, because I will intercede for the one who dies in Madinah Sharif. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Sidhi Sadak ki Shahre Shafaat Nagar ki hai. This is the city which paves the way of our road, straight road to the Shafaat of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shafaat Nagar, Subhanallah. What a beautiful name. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat remembers the holy city of Madinah Munawwara to be as, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the love and reverence for the city of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inshallah azza wa jal, and take us all there again and again, inshallah azza wa jal. If we go for Hajj, inshallah azza wa jal, we must go and visit the Mubarak city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all there. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Our Prophet, our guide, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our Prophet's wisdom, forever our guide, forever our guide.